Welcome to the Women in Business radio show with Sian Murphy, connecting women in business around the globe.
Hello and welcome into the Women in Business radio show studio. I'm Sian Murphy. My co-host is Adele. Say hello, Adele.
Hello.
I'm going to have to find something different to say to you. It's Adele. Say hello, Adele. but anyway, that's what I've said. So our guest in the studio today is Katie Chittenden, who is an image expert and the founder of Katie Style. And do you know, I've got no idea what we're going to talk about. I'm just sitting here, I'm looking and I'm thinking, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about image, obviously. Yeah. How, we're going to talk, but I have, until we get a little bit further down the road, I have no idea what.
Okay, no worries.
However, I was thinking about this because I had a little bit of a dilemma this morning. The air conditioning has broken down in my car, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things that it's not easy to sort out. And when I get people to look at it, they start sucking through their teeth and they go, well, how long is it going to take? And they go, oh, well, love, it could be any amount of time. Oh, who knows? How long's a bit of string? And I understand. I really do understand. But I haven't got how long's a bit of string. I need my little car and I haven't got time to go and buy another one, do another thing, or get it sorted. So it's quite hot here at the moment.
It is.
In the
I'm
UK.
Saying, I'm trying to think about
so
your drive
at the
down.
Moment.
What did you drive
the,
down?
Well,
in?
At the moment, my image. I drove down in what I've gone. My image is sort of driven by how hot it is in the car. Mm-hmm. So what I got out was I've got this little sort of, we'll call it vintage, this little sort of pinky vintage cotton dress, which I think I got at a boot fair. let's say from like the vintage shop. So, and I thought, oh god, okay. And it's like I'm taking it off.
Lots
there.
Of colour.
It's
taking her clothes off.
It's lots of colour, but it's also like, I mean, I'm nearly 60, and it's like a dress for like a 4 year old. It's really sort of weird. So I'm thinking, okay, what can I do? This is about image, I promise you. So okay, what can I do? What can I do with this? Because it's really cool and it's really comfortable, but does it really matter? No, I thought, okay, what I've got a bright pair, bright pink. I'll stick them up here now. I've got a bright pink pair of Christian Dior shoes, which probably also came from the boot fair.
Also vintage.
they are actually. They're super shoes. And I thought, if I put those on with the vintage dress, mm-hmm. with my boot fair purchase, it'll all be fine.
Do you know what? I think you look fabulous.
I think you look fabulous as well.
People will just look at the shoes, and that's it. The shoes and nails.
No, and you got your lip. No, lips.
And I've got my
trademark
lippy on.
Lippy.
Yeah.
So that is the only thing that I can contribute to image today, actually, is that it's, for me, very often it's about how I feel.
Yep,
and what mattered more today was that
the car journey in the heat.
My knickers weren't stuck. weren't stuck to the leatherette seat.
Exactly. That's what's important.
So, I think we need to end that there, don't we? Okay, shall we?
Well, if any consolation, what I'm wearing is from the charity shop too.
Is
with
it?
Primani shoes and a little...
Nice.
I don't know if this is it's a jumpsuit. Mm. I very rarely wear it, but it's very thin. And
that,
again...
That is... I was just thinking how nice that is. It's a leopard skin, leopard print jumpsuit.
Mm.
You see, the unfortunate thing is this is radio.
We've got to radio show.
We've got to make sure that we get some pictures.
Okay,
we are going to get some pictures. Mm. I'm going to get some pictures of the shoes and the dress.
Yes,
Katie, we're going to get a picture of you. Mm. Adele, you just always look so cool and put together.
She's also got some fabulous shoes on, by the way.
I'll tell you what, I could just slap her. So anyway, look, moving swiftly on. Adele, how can people listen to us?
Oh gosh, get me.
Shoes, everybody's shoes.
Get
looking under the desk.
Get yourself together.
You can listen to us on Spotify and Audible, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Alexa, but you must enable this skill. And we do know that people are coming through Heart, but we don't know yet how, but we are have got speakers anywhere. So anywhere you get your podcast, you can find us these days.
And if you feel able to, if you could give us a super stunning review, we would really like that.
We'll
give you a big kiss.
And on socials, you can connect with us on Twitter, on WIB Radio Live on Instagram, Women in Business Radio. And if you do, tag your shoes in because we're really interested in shoes today. And Facebook and LinkedIn, the Women in Business Radio Show. We want to see shoes on our Instagram today.
We do, yes. Just thank you. Shoes.
I love that because I've got a new website coming and there's a little shoe moment on there.
We're women, we do shoes.
We do shoes.
We do uncomfortable shoes.
We do.
Yeah. We do. Well, you have to.
Yeah, oh, well, I've let you down because mine are comfy.
Okay. Actually, these are comfy as well. But
Adele's don't look comfy.
Yeah, but I'm going shopping later and I probably won't go trotting around in those.
This is probably the only day of the week I'm not in my trainers. Oh. So this is my big shoes day because it's a radio shoes day.
That's I'm not allowed heels. I can't. I'll fall off and break something. Okay, how can you... because we had to afford all of these shoes.
You're back now asking for support.
Yeah, we had to
wear shoes.
We can't have shoes. We need shoes. Because we need shoes. No, seriously, because we want this to be affordable, we want this to be accessible, we would like everybody to contribute. We are setting up a members' newsletter, which means you get behind-the-scenes content. It's only £7 a month, and we think it's super, super... Oh, I mean, it's super, super value, isn't it? It's just brilliant.
It is.
Anyway, we'd like you to subscribe. If you could go to the Women in Business Radio Show.com, you will find there is a button somewhere. There's a thing up on the menu that says become a supporting member. Yep. And we'll be tweeting bits and pieces out. It'll be out on Facebook. And it would be just great if you could subscribe to us for £7 a month. Mm-hmm. I've got a little announcement to do. I want to do a shout out for the lovely Jackie Groundsell. He is involved with an event up at Beckenham Green. I'll give you the postcode now so that you can find it, BR35JG. And it is this Saturday, the 16th of July, between 10 and 5, and it is the Ziggy Stardust Family Fun Day. So it's to do with David Bowie. What some of you may not realise is that this radio station, Channel Radio, also has links with David Bowie. So that all fits in really nicely. But if you could go up, it's going to be a really, really fun day on Saturday, Ziggy Stardust Family Fun Day, Beckenham Green. I don't know where we are now. Where are we now? Shall we have our usual roundup? I'm sure there was something else I needed to say.
Big show.
Oh yes, we have got the Women in Business. We've got the Women in Business big show on Saturday. No, it's not. Now look, I'm stuck. I'm in a groove now. We've got the Women in Business big show is at Longfield, which is near Dartford, which is about 15 minutes away from St Pancras, and just down the road from Bluewater. We've got thousands of car parking spaces. Mm. It's free for people to get in, and we've got 20 speakers. You can also have a VIP ticket for £49, or you could come and sponsor us or exhibit. And exhibitor spaces are available from £55. And we have... I had to have her. I couldn't not include. In actual fact, I've got to say that Adele was a speaker at the last Women in Business big show before she became a co-host. I don't have to have her there. I choose to have her there. So Adele, tell us very, very quickly what you're talking about.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk and share how businesswomen can get stronger in as little as 20 minutes a day. So you can build it in there. Strong body.
Resilience.
It's all about resilience.
Resilience.
Yeah, in a simple way.
Okay, let us have... let's have a quick sort of round the table thing. We're going to have our usual little thing of what we've learnt this week, some book recommendations. And I've added something else in here.
Do you know what? Every week I get here, Kate, and I see a new thing going on.
It's all designed to unnerve you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take out Top Tool. We're not doing tools.
No.
Tools are in the other one. Okay, yeah. So what have we learnt this week?
For me?
Yeah.
To change your thinking, you need to change your space. So this week I've had some trouble just thinking through some problem solving, some things I couldn't get through. So I basically removed myself from my current environment and went somewhere completely quiet. So for me, if I'm somewhere and I can't think straight, I have to move to a new environment. And that's what I've learned yet again this week. Although it takes me about 15 minutes to go, oh, I'm really struggling. Like, Adele, move. And that's what I've done.
Okay. Change your space.
Yep.
Katie, what have you learnt this week?
I have to say, I've just learnt about newsletters and how brilliant they can be for my business. And so I'm going to go off and it's got my juices flowing.
So for those of you listening in who don't realise, we have a show before this, which is based on business strategy and tactics and all of that sort of thing. And we had Teresa Heath-Waring on, who is also a speaker at the Women in Business Big Show. There is a theme, you'll notice. And she was talking about, we were talking about newsletters, and Katie took part in that discussion and is now going to be starting up her own newsletter. What have I learned this week? I've learned, actually, sometimes I am prone to sort of bouts of anxiety. And I get those in the morning, and it's just dawned on me that it's in the morning when I wake up. And that if I have a little tactic to deal with that, that stops me just sort of sitting there churning round in it, and I've written it and put it by the bedside table. And I think very often, I think lots of people suffer from anxiety. Mm. I'm not unique, am I? But that very often it will happen that there is a particular trigger, there is something that happens that sets it off. Mm-hmm. And that rather than sort of be at the mercy of it, if you can have something on a card or on your phone or something that you do, which isn't scrolling on your phone, by the way, because I think a lot of people, when they're feeling anxious, they start opening and closing apps, phone apps and emails and looking at social media. Have something that isn't that actually helps, that isn't related to that, where it's just like a little sort of aid memoir, and you can look at it and go, oh, okay, all right, then it could be something that you say to yourself. It could be anything. It could be a reminder to breathe, but just something that will sort of move you on past that rather than get you spiraling down into it. So it's have a tactic to pull yourself out of it.
Definitely.
And that almost sort of hits you over the head. That's what I've done. Okay, book recommendations. Come on.
Yes, I have.
It's not that bloody thing.
No, no,
it's
no.
It's not that podcast again, is
no,
it?
No, no.
You're not going to mention that man again. You see, look, I'm sure he's stunning, but I've gone right off him.
No, okay. It's the book, The Happy Sexy Millionaire by...
By him. It's
no.
By...
No, but there's a good bit. No, I love his podcast. And so I had downloaded his book.
Actually, can you tell us what his podcast is?
It's the Real Diary of a CEO.
Because if Adele finds it useful, I think we can... We can be sure
The Diary
it's
of a
useful.
CEO. No, it is good. So I've downloaded his book, The Happy Sexy Millionaire. And why I like it, for me, at the age of 28, he is basically kicking back on this instant gratification, social media strategy. Yeah. And he's actually challenging the status quo. And for me, I think it's quite rare in a generation. There were a few, you know, in my generation, there was Stephen Covey, there was Marcus, there were a few top people that really pushed. And I think for a 28 guy to go, actually, I'm not going to put up with this. But I love the way he articulates, and he's just sharing how he's pushing against the social, the reels world, and actually articulate it in a really sensible way. And I'm going to get my daughter, who's 25, to read it. And I like the way he's doing it. But he's not being aggressive. He's just doing it in a really clever way. It's very articulate. And to be honest, I love The Diary of a CEO, but reading this book through his eyes, but actually, it's not just me that is fed up with the Instagram culture. And for a 28-year-old guy to do it, I think is a role model that I actually can see that I want my daughter to follow rather than these influencers. That's just my own personal opinion.
Thank you for sharing that. That sounded a bit naff, actually. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing that. I didn't mean that to sound quite as uggy as it did. It was because I was thinking, and one of the things that I was thinking as you said that is how much as businesses, our business lives have now got to some extent caught up in the Instagram culture.
Yeah.
And it's not real.
No.
And in actual fact, very often it's got nothing to do with business. Mm-hmm. And there are sort of two levels to it. And sometimes we're seeing this one surface level of people who've done things to their lips. And I don't know, is it just me?
No, it is. That's what he was saying, this look. And he's just
pushing back on that and saying, let's just break this.
But that's not, it's got nothing to do with business. There may be people who are making money through that, and actually fair play to them. I don't have any problem with that at all. I really, truly don't. Mm. But that's not the reality for a lot of people. And it needn't be. It's not, you know, I look at this as a businesswoman. I don't need to do that to grow my business.
No, that's what you're saying. Don't follow. Just recreate it. But again, I just love the way, but it's definitely worth a book to listen to. I listened to it on Audible.
I will. Diary of a CEO. No, Happy Sexy Millionaire. What's his name again?
Oh, can I remember? Stephen Bartlett.
I'm not sure how you forget. Do you go to bed with him, don't you?
I do, actually. In my...
Have you had one of those? Like, have you got a screen-printed pillow?
Well, it's my birthday on Saturday. The man I go on about it, somebody is going to get me. Actually, I'd rather have tickets to his show.
I tell you what. Is there anybody out there, and it's not me, obviously, because I would never do anything so daft, who had a David Cassidy poster on their wall that they used to kiss? I reckon.
It is, yeah, definitely. So it is my birthday. So if anybody wants me to send some tickets to his show, I'll be more than happy to take them.
Maybe a cardboard cutout.
she will. She got a blow up stick.
I will find it. I'm
Isn't
sure
that
someone...
another show?
The after hours. I might be doing that one. Yeah. Okay. Look, that's enough of that. we are taking donations. I don't want you to think that your £7 membership is going to be going towards the blow up version of Stephen Bartlett
a pair
for
of sexy heels
for Adele. Okay. Moving swiftly on. Katie, have you got a book recommendation? What are you reading at the moment?
I have. So I'm quite slow at reading, you know, but when I get into it, I can take 6 months and finish a book. And I promise I haven't bought this to you just because you told me what question subject it was going to be. I have got a book called How to Fail by Elizabeth Day, and I'm not very far into it, but it's a very interesting book so far.
How to Fail by Elizabeth Day.
Yeah.
What's your key takeaway from there?
At the moment... It's okay to fail. And I'm also realising that I haven't given myself big enough failures. I need to fail bigger.
Yes. If you're not getting stuff wrong, you aren't doing stuff.
Don't be comfortable.
Yeah, okay. I'm still, I don't know what to say, a bit like you with Stephen Bartlett. I'm still reading Eckhart Tolle.
There's four people in this relationship now.
I'm now on other stuff. Yeah, there's a bit of a difference though, isn't there? I think if we were to put them side by side, I think we could see mine's an intellectual. Clearly, totally intellectual pursuit. No, I'm still, I'm moving on now to retreats and all sorts, okay. Listening to it on Audible. I don't know what to say, really. I could be going on forever. You just get the stuff. I find it really, really useful. Okay. Now, I've put a bit in here. Those of you who are reading can still read the thing. What's your biggest failure? You see, Adele and I, we're going to have trouble with this, aren't we? Because for me, personally, after 3 or 4 years of a show every week, I'm going to run out of things. sorry, folks. I know I'm sniffing. I know. I've got a cold.
No, I have actually. So when I first started in to what I was doing, pretty much just a few weeks in, everybody was telling me then that I should have had an app. Okay, so I thought, okay, I need an app because you just need an app. And I started to go, okay, I'm going to put this, and this in the app. And I spent some money on it. And then I realised that, do you know what, I didn't need an app, actually. And what I was trying to achieve, I was just, because somebody had told me, because I was literally just months into being in this new world of being my own business owner. And then I started to work out what I wanted in the app. And I realised I was making a simple process far more complicated because somebody had told me I needed to be in an app. So I think my biggest failure, and to be honest, I've always learned from that. I didn't step back and do that. What's the problem I'm trying to fix? And yeah, I talk about it all the time, but I just got caught up in this. You know, we was out, someone had a conversation, you need an app, I can build it for you. I spent a bit of money and it was my biggest failure. So for me, it was like, okay, I've basically shut that down and then spent a year going back to the problem I'm trying to fix. And I have now got an app, but God, I learned a lot. And I've now, you know, been able to get an app bigger, greater, and et cetera. So it's my biggest failure was
I listened to other people told me I needed an app because it was the latest thing, with actually saying, does the latest thing fit my business? And the answer was no, it didn't then. But 3 years later, having an app is fundamental to my business. I listened and I shouldn't have done that. Mm. I should have thought about my business. I just got, you know, I was new, naive. Mm.
Listen, but don't be told.
Yeah.
It's okay to listen, but don't.
And it was an expensive mistake. I think the thing is,
sometimes we end up buying solutions. So yeah. We get this sometimes. People come to us about websites and they'll go, yeah, what I want is I want WooCommerce on it. Mm. Okay. Do you really? Mm. You want Woo? Yeah. And but WooCommerce is actually, it's a fantastic tool, but it's actually a really complicated thing. It takes a hell of a lot of installation, configuring, and also just sort of managing. You know, it stops working. Stuff happens. You have to do stuff. And it's quite an expensive and a big thing to do. And you said, okay, what do you actually want to do? And what they want to do is sell a book. Just one book. Go, okay, well, we could just set you up a PayPal link. Oh, okay. And it's to always go back and go, what do I want to do? Mm. What do I want to do?
Mm. Not always an easy question to answer, though.
Mm. Yeah, and as us for working with people, we had to stop listening to what people saying they wanted, which actually, in some respects, would have been a quicker win up front, because we could have charged them and say, hey, there you go, lovely jubbly. Mm. But actually stop saying to people what they wanted, I want this installed, and actually saying, what do you want to achieve?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you want the end result to be? Mm. And it may actually have nothing to do with the website, and we may actually say, well, actually, you don't need us, you don't need anything like that at all, go and do this.
Yeah. But I've reframed this as the app moment. So whenever I'm going to do something or going to go for the right idea, I'll just go through the app scenario. Is this going to happen again? I'm glad I learned that early, you know, within 3 or 4 months into my journey.
That's probably it took me about 10 years. Katie, what's your biggest failure?
It's a really hard one to answer, not because I haven't failed.
Is it because there's so many?
I did write down, my notes were not believing in myself for quite a long time, giving too much information away for free. Mm. I had an online clothes business that didn't work out, and I also used to run with a friend and colleague, Kathy Windsor, wellness markets for 2 years. However, I don't necessarily see those as failures because they were experiences. We had a lot of fun and it didn't work, but I don't see it as a failure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, probably what I said in the last question, and it's not failing big enough or hard enough and not putting myself out there, you know, regardless.
I think I'm going to change that to what's a recent failure. If we're going to ask this all the time. I think if I were to look at my failures, of which there have been so many, I wouldn't know where to start. I think it would be actually not making a decision fast enough about something not being right or not working. And instead of sitting down, so it's actually not planning enough and not examining enough what I'm doing and what's going on. And letting things drift because of the people that I'm involved with. And just keeping going and not stepping back and going, actually, this isn't working. Let's end it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not let's end it in 3 or 4 years, or let's not make a decision about it and then reach the point where it explodes, but actually look at it and make a decision.
Yeah. Definitely. I've got to say this. There is a chapter in the book called When to Quit.
It's him, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry. No. But exactly, it's got When to Quit. Because when to quit, and he's got a framework, and exactly that. He was saying, when he talks and interviews people, a lot of them say, I didn't quit early enough.
Yeah.
And also, he said quitting is not failure. Some of the people who've gone on to do the best things have known when to quit. And for me, I think we really in society need to reframe that rhetoric of quitting is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes we drag things on painfully.
Because I'm not going to give up.
And he's saying there's a whole chapter on how to quit. And I listened to that twice and thought, actually, that's right. That is good. Mm. And sometimes one of my is knowing when to quit.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to know what you're trying to achieve. Mm. And so I think there's a couple of failures. It's number one, not knowing what you're trying to achieve. Because if you don't know what you're trying to achieve, you've got nothing to say, hey, am I achieving that?
Yeah, it's a framework.
And then actually looking, okay, is this achieving what I said it was going to? has my intention changed? Because that does happen. Something evolves into something else, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
It evolves into something else and you go, oh, actually, well, that's not what I expected. Mm. That's different. But is it okay? Is it better? Mm. Yes. Mm. And if it's not working, how am I going to end this and when?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I avoided having conversations with people that I should have said, this business is not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not working on a personal level and it's not working financially. Mm. It's just not working and it needs to stop. And I think so my failure is not having those tougher conversations. Yeah. I have them now. Mm. Sometimes the tougher conversations are with myself.
they normally are with me. The toughest conversations.
So, okay, we've done all of that, haven't we now? So we are on to, I think we're on to the key topic, which is about image. And I so wish that I had, apart from the shoes and things, image is, it's such a difficult one, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that necessarily, but it is having the tools and understanding.
What? I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask you questions because that's my job.
She's pointing her finger.
I am. I'm pointing. We should be on telly. We should be on. You'd be able to see the shoes, wouldn't you? What's your story, Katie? Tell us a little bit about how you, ended up. But how you became an image consultant.
Try and do this quickly. So I started off going from school into art. I did 7 years of art at West Kent College in Tunbridge, and I've got a fine art degree. But I chose art over music because I liked hiding behind a canvas. I liked abstract art and colour and Jackson Pollock and splashing paint around. So I guess that gave me my love of colour. Mm. Then I worked in retail, no self-belief. Picked up a little bit of network marketing with makeup and things, and then got thrown in. Well, actually, no, what happened first was my mum and my sister had their style and their colour done. My mum worked in a jewellery shop. A woman walked in with a wallet, and my mum's like, what's that? She said, these are my colours. Can you help me pick some jewellery? I can only wear gold. And my mum went, oh, my God, I heard about Colour Me Beautiful back in the day, and I've got a book at home from the 80s. You know, anyone who knows it knows it's Colour Me Beautiful from the 80s, and it's about whether or not you're spring, summer, autumn or winter. Mm. So they had it done. I was a student. They bought it for my birthday because I really wanted to have it done. And then fast forward probably a year later, I got involved with people who joined Colour Me Beautiful to start up MLM, network marketing, match you to your perfect shades of makeup. So you'd learn your dominant colour type. Are you a light, a deep, a warm, a cool, a soft, a clear? And then I can then prescribe the right lipstick or eyeliner or eyeshadow for you. I then thought, right, this is like the pieces of my puzzle coming together because I now have a bit more confidence. I've had a bit more of a learning journey with network marketing. And so I went off and trained in colour and that's where I am now. And style eventually too.
Okay, so do you still do the... Colour Me Beautiful is a makeup range, isn't it?
Colour Me Beautiful is a image consultant brand.
Okay.
Where a lot of it started. There's two
companies. So do they sell makeup?
They sell makeup as well, okay. Yeah. And they no longer do the network marketing.
Oh, okay.
Side of it. They started with image consultants and the makeup started around, I can't think if it's 2018, 2019, and then they stopped doing it on a network marketing level.
Okay.
They decided it wasn't working. But you can still buy makeup. You could always buy makeup from a consultant. But I chose to actually, my husband hates this, lean into the fear. And I decided to leave the umbrella company of Colour Me Beautiful and go solo and push myself out of my comfort zone, find my own makeup, my own colour wallets. And
right,
so
does that now mean that you work independently with lots of different brands?
I work independently for myself and I choose to use a Mary Kay makeup brand just because I feel they've got a good colour range, but I'm not into sales with colour makeup. It's just part of the process when I see a lady for colour is we look at her colourings, I explain the theory and the science behind it, because there is theory and science behind it. We match them to their best colours, give her a colour wallet, and then do her makeup as well. And get them to bring their makeup bags as well as bags of clothes.
Mm. So this is quite tricky on a radio show. But colour.
Might not be as tricky as you think.
Well, I'm just thinking how we can do this where it's not too visual, but I've got a feeling that having seen myself in or buy clothes I just loved, loved, but actually they weren't in my colour, or they were really high quality clothes and I've kept them over a period of time, but my colour has changed,
yeah,
actually.
Absolutely.
Both my hair colour has changed and also my skin colour as a result of some health issues and getting older and a combination of all sorts of things.
Sure.
But I know that I can put something on that could be literally as cheap as chips, but if it's in the right colour, people will go, oh, wow, you look really nice. And actually, they're not looking. It's not the clothes at all. I've just got a feeling it's the colour with my skin.
There's interesting.
So is colour always the starting point?
No, I think I agree. And most stylists and image consultants would argue that style is more important. However, I come from a colour background. I love, that's my passion. And I feel like a pop of colour can really lift you or drain you. But it depends where you're looking. If you're looking at people from a distance, I guess it depends what you do for a living. If you're looking at a whole human being and their whole body and you're noticing what they're wearing and it doesn't fit right. You know, when I walk into the school run, for example, everyone chucks on something quickly to wear and I'm seeing them whole. But here we're seeing each other over a desk. So what you're doing or where you work might make a difference.
So with the style, the style over colour, what do you mean by style?
OK, there's two key factors in style. There's style personality. So what you're choosing to wear might mean that you're really romantic. Maybe you're more natural. Maybe you're more dramatic. Maybe you're more chic. And then, so that's style, personality versus your body shape. So then you're looking at the cuts of the fabric. Are you a pear? Are you an apple? You know, should you be wearing puffy sleeves or a puffy skirt? Should you be wearing pattern on top or pattern on the bottom? And then it's about fabric choices, but it's also about, again, going back to what your everyday, today work is.
I like the personality. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
When I think of style, we go straight to what shape are you?
Yeah.
I like the personality.
Well, if you're looking at Sian right now, would you say she's very natural or would you say she's got a bit of drama to her?
Sorry. I'd say you got a bit of drama.
I would say Sian, I love the drama, but that's what Sian is, the visibility, the
brand. The show off.
Visibility. No, but always a drama.
But Adele, with you, you're sitting here in a nice comfy sort of sweater. You're looking very natural. You're not wearing a lot of makeup. You've got very pretty nails. Maybe there's some romance going on there and your hair's up, you know. Are you, mate? And it's about to. I mean, it can be about whatever you want it to be about. But when people see me, they might have lost their way and they want to understand, why do I like what I like and how do I get that back? Maybe I know that I've changed and I don't know how I've changed.
Yeah.
Maybe I never used to like pretty things, but I'm really drawn to pretty things now.
I tell you what is quite interesting. One of the things that you said about the drama is that, yes, but I actually don't like drama in my personal life.
No, but it's different.
I can't be bothered with it.
No.
I can't,
who can?
A lot of people can, actually.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Not
that,
our kind of people.
Yeah, no, but there's a lot of people who... love to have a drama. There's always something going on. There's always some sort of disaster that's about to happen or has happened. Or
they love to talk about
Or they create arguments. They create, you know, have you ever had those people who will have an argument with you for the sake of having an argument I can't be... In fact, I put something about this out on Instagram recently, you know, said, you know, I just don't care. If you say five and five is one, you're right.
You're right.
Have fun.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did like
and,
that.
And that's sort of how I feel. Yeah. I've just got other things to do.
Yeah.
But I do like a little bit of drama just on my nails.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And a bit creative. You like to shop anywhere. Yeah. You know, creative people
like
love
that.
To shop anywhere.
So I wonder if it's just a different way of expressing ourselves.
It is.
Whereas we don't always need to have that in our lives.
No.
And also, so if you think about personality, so how I am on the radio show would be different to how I am sort of in the gym. So it's, I suppose I have different personalities for different roles that I'm doing during my week.
Absolutely.
And, and then when I'm home, then when I shut the door, the makeup really comes off, hair gets tied back, because I love that, because, you know, I feel like I dress up for the show, I dress up for clients, and when I go home, I just want to, I'm not saying messy, but just, you know what I mean, have that different personality for different ways, days of the week.
Yeah. And funnily enough, I will, if I've got some, I couldn't come down here in a pair of tracksuit bottoms, all right, and I like to have shoes on my feet, because that to me me is I'm doing business.
Yeah, so I've got my business shoes
I've got my business stuff on. Whereas if I actually really need to switch off, I've got this onesie. I'll tell you what, it's really not very nice. It's not pleasant at all. But I know when I put that on, it's almost like conditioning. I put that on and the doors are closed and everybody can just like go.
Do you know what's interesting? You've both touched upon how you are at home when you close in your PJs, your loungewear, what you want to call it. But I remember reading an article once, because everything you do is a learning journal. I don't know everything, even as an image consultant. I'm still learning.
We know everything.
Yeah. I'll ask you. but what's really interesting is how it's about confidence and how we feel. And even when you close that door, if the postman knocks on the door, how do you feel about opening the door? Oh. Do you go, without wanting to swear, oh no, I don't want to answer the door? Or do you go and not even think twice about it because your pyjamas are the right colour? You might have taken your makeup off and put your hair back, who cares? And maybe even the pyjamas are a better shape for you. Mm. Who knows? Mm. You know, and it's a choice. It's not for everyone. If you feel happy, you feel happy. But
I agree, actually. Although I do laugh, I've got different colour scrunchies. So I do change my scrunchie to match my pyjamas.
It's something about your star personality.
I once went down to the library and I've got this really long coat. And it's like a big like trench coat, like a rancher's coat.
Yeah, jacket.
And it was winter. So I put this thing on. And I've got my onesie on underneath. This coat is really, really long. And my onesie is a tiger.
Oh, brilliant. Is it orange?
No. It's white. It's a white tiger.
Good.
Like Gone Las Vegas. except not. I've had to cut the feet off. So I've put this big waxed coat on and the coat goes down to the floor. And I've gone down to the library and I live in quite a small village. And I thought, oh, that's, it's fine. I'm absolutely fine. I'm pottering around the library. And Leslie, who's working there, she went, "Hello, Sean." She said, "You come down in your onesie, then, have you?" I went, "How do you know?" She said, "Your tails." Your tails dragging on the floor.
Love it. I've changed my mind. You're not dramatic. You're creative.
I love that.
So where do you start? Style or colour?
If someone wanted to ask me, I would say, come and have your style done first.
Mm. Okay. Because I suppose colour. Yeah, colour. You can you can get your style in the right colour for you, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. And I think I tend to, like, we always give a bit too much away. You know, there's a couple of tips I'd probably give someone, especially if I knew they were coming back for colour. Mm. It's hard for me to say because really I do want to say colour because it's my passion and I love it, and there is an instant effect. But
I like that. So with colour,
I feel there's an instant effect.
Okay, so
if someone shouldn't be wearing black, for example, and often, you know, there's six different dominant types and...
Oh, what are they?
Light hair, light eyes, fair complexion. Then you've got your deep, so they have dark hair, dark eyes, any colour skin. Then you have warm ladies, often redheads, really golden blondes. They'll have a porcelain, a freckled, an olive or a golden black skin, any colour eye. Then you have the opposite to warm, it's cool. So salt and pepper, grey, silver, black or blue-black hair. So really cool, no warm undertones there. Pinks and purple hairs as well. They have a cool-based skin, so it's going to be porcelain, alabaster or blue-black. Then any colour eye for them, I think. Testing me now. And then the last two are clear. So Emma Willis, it's all about contrast. You know those people who walk into the room, the first thing you see is their eyes. They're really striking. There's a lot of contrast between the white and the colour. And they'll have a medium to dark hair, any colour skin. And then the soft is the opposite. So Amanda Holden, you know, sort of golden skin, golden hair, soft eyes. Soft's always, I always ask key questions when people are doing colour analysis. If I'm unsure, and it is, how do you describe the colour of your eyes? Because a soft will always say muddy, two colours, or my eyes change colours.
Oh, wow. I reckon we've got to ask, haven't we? Mm. Do you reckon we've got to ask? Okay, what am I?
You're definitely, I reckon there's a cool, a light, because we're looking at dominant, secondary and tertiary in a full colour. So for you, Sean, I'm looking at your cool undertone. You look like your skin burns easily.
It used to, actually, but it doesn't anymore.
Not so much. And then you've got a very cool base, salt and pepper, blonde, ash blonde hair, would you say is fair?
I used to be very, very dark, and I went grey.
So grey. Yes. So cool-based. Cool. Definitely cool-based.
Yeah, okay. Mm. And what about Adele?
You've definitely got... How do you describe the colour of your eyes?
People say I've got weird eyes, because I've got blue with a black...
Yeah.
People say to me when I'm really... like Annabelle, sorry, my alter ego, my eyes blue. So people can tell my mood by how prominent my eyes are. But when people look at me, they say my eyes are blue with a dark ring.
I definitely feel there's some softness in you, but also a lot of warmth. So you've got golden tones going in your hair, you've got tanned, coloured skin, so there's either a soft warm or a warm soft, so muted shades. You wouldn't necessarily go out and wear the bright pinks and that Sean would wear, for example. So quite opposite in colouring.
I was just about to say, does your style, because people have said that we, as show hosts, we bounce off each other quite well. Which rather suggests that we sort of have that antagonistic thing that we—I don't mean antagonistic as in we're annoying each other, but antagonistic as we're a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, just the style side of things, does that actually reflect any way in personality?
I do think so. Yeah. I mean, I remember thinking glasses. You know, it's the first thing you see on my face and yours, and these are an extension of our personality, just as our makeup choices and our clothing choices.
And mine are quite a cool. So, I have some that are black as well, and I don't think they count as my personality. That's just they were cheaper, and they're just single vision, and it was like what worked because my eyes are not good. So, but these, I think these are quite cool. So that actually, you know, they're a cool colour. I think that fits in. So, am I right in saying this is absolutely fascinating? We need to get you back because there isn't enough time. So, is it fair to say that we're looking at three elements? We've got the style, which is drama,
style personality.
So that could be drama. That could be fluffy.
Yeah. Classic, traditional, romantic.
We've got style, we've got body shape.
Yes.
And then we've got colour.
Yes.
Have I got that right?
You have got it right. I do it as the body shape and the style personality come as your style session. So you get a booklet, you learn through, we work through all of that. And also, it's fair to say that one pair is going to be different to another pair. One's going to have long legs, one's going to have short legs, one's going to have a high waist. And how do you dress for that?
So your style, actually, your body shape is got nothing to do with your style.
Style personality, no.
Okay. So thinking it through, if you are, it doesn't really matter what body shape you are, if you try to dress, say, if you try to dress me in pink, like baby pink.
And the feathers and bows.
I'd kill you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what shape I am, and it doesn't matter what my colours are. If you dressed me like that, I can see now why people say that you start off with your style personality. Because if you did that, it just wouldn't
understand
work.
The basics. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then add colour on top.
Okay. Oh, I think that's absolutely fascinating. I don't know where to go now. Colour. let's talk about colour. Because one of the things you just said with colour that you can have an instant effect.
Yeah.
So say somebody's sitting in, they're going, actually, do you know, I haven't got the time for all of this at the moment, but I really do need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Something has got to change.
Okay.
It sounds as though with colour they can actually achieve that. But say they can't get to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to how they get to you later. So they can't get to you. What can they do? They may not have the money for a stylist.
Well, do you know what? You can dress top to toe in Primark. I was going to say the third letter, Primark, and look $1 million. And you can dress top to toe in Karen Millen and look awful if you haven't got it right. But what they can do, there's a couple of tips. First tip is, even though half my ladies can wear black and half can't, get away from black. And that is a neutral colour. Opt for chocolate, opt for charcoal or navy. Navy's the go-to, either light navy.
Why not black?
Black is so draining, it's too easy, and it's not really a proper colour, is it?
Mm.
You know, and also, you know, even mascara, even for ladies wearing mascara, I say, please don't wear black. In art terms, it's a flat matte colour, it absorbs light, it has no body. We put mascara on to give ourselves body.
Oh.
So go for a black brown, go black for a brown. Navy.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, navy from the 80s. I go, well, I'm wearing navy now.
Yeah.
And you hadn't realised. So get away from black, it's too easy, it's too boring. Lift your vibe.
So it's got nothing to do with the fact that everybody wears it, that people feel it's like a safe, it's like the little black dress, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, I can put that on and it's absolutely fine. So it's got nothing to do with that. It's actually to do with the, there's a word, it's to do with the with how the colour is made up that it's 50-50. quite draining.
Yeah, but that's 50-50 because black suits half my ladies. Mm.
So are you saying that black may suit them, but you will perhaps put them in another neutral colour?
Yes, yeah. Try something different. Get away for, so you know, if you want a bit of a quick tip to lift your look and you can't come and see me, get away from black, try charcoal, chocolate or navy. Mm. Okay. It's just a whole other level. It just lifts the look. Yeah. Someone dressed head to toe in black, someone dressed head to toe in navy, the navy lady's going to look expensive.
Mm. Really?
Yes. Mm. Or even the chocolate, because there's a lot of chocolate about at the moment.
So, Shay, I've got handmade black dresses. That's so annoying, isn't it?
But I was thinking, though, but when I do think about my black, I will pop it with a scarf or a really colourful jacket.
Yeah. Mm. There are, and I always say to ladies, as much as I think some people don't want to see me because I'm going to tell them throw all their black stuff away. And I say, I also give tips on how to wear black. Yeah. Make sure you're wearing a lipstick to bring the colour back to your face. Wear a necklace, the right colour necklace, maybe something a bit chunky. A scarf is a good idea. Yeah. Keep the neckline really low away from your face. If you're wearing swimwear off and it's quite down low, the first thing by your face is your chest and your skin colour. Mm. So, you know, fabric choices, is it a shiny, reflective sequin fabric? So it's not going to look flat and matte as, you know, maybe a woolen jumper would look.
Yeah.
Okay. See, once again, it's like my personal, just like my personal coaching session.
I'm writing notes. So when I get the black top out, I'm going to like put a scarf on.
So basically, if you wanted to, does this sound fair? So say you're thinking, you know, I'm fed up with how I look. And I need to make a change here. I'm looking drained. I'm looking whatever. I just need to. If you put on a neutral colour and popped down to, say, John Lewis or some other sort of shop where they have, you may have access to lots of scarves, lots of different colours, and just literally sort of put on and take off some scarves 100%. And different colours against your neutral background, you're going to get an idea of what colours make you go, oh, I look well, or, ugh.
I look washed out, drained, aged, sallow.
Is there anything about the lighting that people need to take into account?
Well, do you know what? Natural lighting makes such a difference. It's the best way to see yourself and to see that reaction of colour. It can be
done. So you can't keep running out of blue water with scarves.
No, you can't. No, you can't. But it doesn't mean you're not going to be able to see anything, you know. There's certain... Oh, just one of the things that really, really annoys me is going into a changing room where the lighting is so diabolical that you think everything looks... rubbish on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You think, why did you do that? I have no idea.
Don't know.
There's a certain very large brand company that have an amazing sale twice a year and they drive me nuts. Mm. I used to work for them. But, you know, get the changing rooms. Yeah. Like, give us a chance to look the best we can look.
I tell you what, I am much better off when I'm encased in Lycra. I tell you. You do not want it unleashed. I don't want to see mirrors at the swimming pools, nothing. I'm out and in the water and that's it.
Yeah.
But they do, don't they? Yeah. It's like the most hideous lighting.
Yeah.
And I think there's nothing worse than a changing room to make you, I hate it. I hate clothes shopping.
I know. And then it's, how does that look? You have no idea. I can't see. And the lighting's rubbish.
But when you're, you just said, I hate shopping. When you're armed with the knowledge, the best colour, the best shape, the best fabric, the best cuts, then you walk into a shop and you don't see anything that's not for you. Mm. I don't see anything that's not for me. I go, wow, look at that green top. That's so me. Mm. Or look at that pink over there. I'll walk past all the mustard and the orange.
So when somebody comes to see you...
And it makes it easier.
Just tell me, what could I expect coming to see an image consultant?
So you can expect a cup of tea or coffee. Then you come in.
Hang on a minute. That needs revising straight away.
So you come
in. No Prosecco either.
No. Otherwise, I'd drink it all. So you come in, you sit down, we have a chat about why it is you've come to me, first of all, so I can get an idea of you. I feel like a bit of a hairdresser because people do open up. And then you do have to sit in front of a mirror if you're doing colour or style, but particularly colour. But I'm there to help ease people into it. And then I have 135 fabric drapes that I then use, maybe not all of them, but I test then and show you, and I tell you what you're looking at when you're looking in the mirror.
So it's sort of like supported choice, isn't it? So you're helping somebody make a decision about what works well with them.
Yeah.
And I'm conscious we've only got a couple of minutes left. So do they come away with like a portfolio of how to shop?
They come away with a colour wallet if they come for colour and notes, because there's a lot of information to take on board. and access to messaging me for the next few weeks after with any questions. And with the style, we work through a style guide, an A5 booklet where you scribble all the information as we go through it. And again, if they need to contact me after, I have lots of ladies sending me photos. And
I like that. So you go away then. So whenever you go, you haven't got the paralysis of going, what's going to suit me? You've got a clear plan. You know what you can do. So you can go shopping and you know what
equally,
suits you.
And equally, if you want some inspiration, you go to your paperwork. And
yeah, I like that.
Katie, how can people contact you?
They can contact me. They can find me at my website, which is www.katiesstyle.co.uk. That's two S's. I also have a Gmail, which is katiescolourandstyle@gmail.com. Or I'm on Facebook as Katie's, or Katie Colour and Style, and Instagram as Katie Image Consultant Kent.
Lovely.
Right, time to pick your brains. So tell me, if somebody wanted to make a change, what's your top tip for changing or getting a good image? Your top tip?
Top tip for good image?
Yes. Well, so
make sure you're wearing a well-fitted bra.
Oh, yes.
Transform your frame.
Yes.
So right now, if you're sitting there listening, grab your bra straps, put your thumbs underneath them and lift them up.
We're doing it.
Yeah. So I'm wearing a strapless, but, you know. So pop your fingers underneath your bra, give it a twang. If there's quite a bit of space going on there, it either needs tightening or you need a new one. And you know, at the back, you normally have the three settings. If you're on your last setting and you're as tight as you can be and you're still putting your fingers under and you're pulling it out, you need a new bra. Get a new bra and either go to somewhere like Bravissimo, or I haven't experienced her yet, but there's a lady called the Bra Boss in Faversham in Kent, and you go to her house and she looks absolutely fabulous.
That is not what I was expecting.
I almost forgot it as well.
That's good.
What were you expecting?
Yeah, because it'd be foundations underneath, isn't it?
I'm not sure. The right underwear.
That is probably a seriously good tip. There's no probably about it. And I'm going to pick one more out for you about business. What's your top tip for being an image consultant? So if any image consultants are listening in, what would you advise them? What's the top tip?
Get yourself out there. Get yourself seen. I go to market events and talk to people. Obviously, I'm on Facebook and Instagram as well. But talk to people. Get yourself out there. Don't be afraid to, you know, it is a visual thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about whether or not you like to be on Instagram or not. I am there.
So get out. I love that. Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Thank you so much. So that's Katie Chittenden from Katie Style. Adele, thank you so much.
It's been a good
Adele
two shows. I've got so many notes.
Executive midlife coach. I'm Sian Murphy. We still haven't quite worked out what it is I do.
Oh, we have. Sort of visibility.
Yeah, okay. Shall we try this out? Shall we try this out? I'm a visibility coach.
Yes.
I'm still not sure about that, but we'll write it down.
Do you reckon?
A visibility coach. You there you go. Isn't that something that goes backwards and forwards?
Yeah, that kind of works between the two of us.
So it goes to London. No, I was just thinking, you get on, you drive to London and back, and you have like a cheese roll on the way. Okay, right, we are the Women in Business Radio Show. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening, folks. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Tune in next week to the Women in Business Radio Show for more stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you grow your business.